proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. We continue our series about Jesus Christ and the Jewish religious holidays by looking at how the Feast of First Fruits impacted the ministry of the Savior. Jesus Christ, who was made of a woman, made under the law, according to Galatians chapter 4. Jesus Christ lived and interacted with people who were familiar with the Jewish religious holidays. These days of celebration included the weekly Sabbath day, as well as the series of required annual festivals that God mandated the Jews observe. In Leviticus chapter 23, God described such days as holy convocations. According to the Mosaic law, the Feast of First Fruits was to occur on the first Sunday following the Feast of Unleavened Bread. During the Feast of First Fruits, the Jewish people were required to present the initial crops coming from their spring harvest. God commanded the Jews to observe that day as unholy convocation. Whenever a Jew brought the first fruits of his harvest unto God, he had to make a certain declaration. The specifics of this statement were set forth in the 26th chapter of Deuteronomy. The statement each Jew had to make involved acknowledging his humble beginnings from one described as Assyrian ready to perish, possibly a reference to Jacob, who traveled from Israel to Aramea with little more than the clothes on his back. The Jew who made the offering of his first fruits then had to acknowledge that his ancestors were enslaved in Egypt, and describe how God delivered the Jewish nation from this bondage. Finally, the Jew presenting his first fruits needed to express his gratitude for God for allowing him to have a bountiful harvest. The Feast of First Fruits thus functioned as an offering which thanked God for providing for the Israelites. The associated imagery with this feast, a grain of wheat falling into the ground, dying, and producing fruit, pointed to the future death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The Lord himself made this connection with a group of Greeks who came to see him. In John chapter 12, he told them, quote, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a grain of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abide alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit," unquote. Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary. That is to say, he literally gave up the ghost, perished. He was buried, as the Gospels recorded, in a tomb. And Jesus Christ rose from the grave on the first Sunday after the Passover had begun. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul linked the Savior's resurrection from the dead with the Feast of First Fruits. Here's what he wrote in that chapter, quote, "Now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept," unquote. Paul amplified that statement when he added that, quote, "In Christ shall all be made alive, but every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming," unquote. In other words, the Savior's resurrection served as a guarantee. A guarantee that those who believed in him would also rise from the dead. In 1 Corinthians 15, Paul went on to exult that, quote, "When this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory," unquote. The Feast of First Fruits thus is connected with the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Death need hold no terrors for the Christian. The Savior rose again after his death. A believer will also experience new life after physical death. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.